This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3927 for Tuesday, the 22nd of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled Audacity Update 2nd July, 2023. It is hosted by Ahukad and is about 6 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is Reserve Show. Audacity has been having problems lately. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello, this is Ahuko welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode. This is an emergency episode, and so if you're hearing this, that means the queue has run terribly low, and Ken is getting desperate for shows. So, you know, if you're out there and you are listening to this, record a show. It's actually extremely easy to do. You'll find there's already a whole bunch of shows have been recorded about how to record a show and how easy it is. So, you know, do that. You know, the only bad show is the one we don't receive. So, with that, I want to give a update on something that's happened with Audacity. And I recorded a show, it's number 3900 for Hacker Public Radio, about my workflow for preparing podcasts for listening. I download a ton of podcasts. I really like them. The problem is that when you have that many podcasts, you've got to kind of do some prep work on them. And so that show was all about how I prepare the podcasts for listening, and that includes speeding them up and normalizing and, you know, boosting the volume a little, and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's a workflow that has worked very well for me for a long time, except lately something has happened. And I don't know what it I've got a hint as to what it might be, but all of a sudden, podcasts that had been working fine for many, many years, I would try and import them into Audacity, and you know, loading a file in Audacity is importing. So, and that's step one of the process. You got to import the file before you can go through the rest of the processing steps. And Audacity was just choking on the import and throwing out error messages. Now, some of these were things about the, you know, bad Huffman code, another time bad file length, or forbidden bitrate value. Now, it's entirely possible that these are real errors of some kind, but are they really bad enough to just refuse to load the files? I actually don't think so. In fact, I did a little online searching, and that disclosed that Audacity decided to enable error checking in their decoding library, which is called LibMad, which it had not done before. But they realized it was picking up a lot of really minor stuff, so in the next version they may relax the error checking. I hope so, though I note that some of this information is from 2020. Then again, I note that the version that I am getting through the repository is pretty out of date as well. So, problems, problems, problems. Anyway, my workaround is I use online file converters. And now, the online file converters load the files just fine, which is one of the reasons I think Audacity is just being a little too nitpicky here. But anyway, I go to them, I'll load up the MP3, which I upload to the site, and then just convert it to something like, say, OGG, and then download the converted file, all right? The files are probably all in MP3 to begin with. There are very few podcasts that don't send out MP3 as the default. But, you know, once it's converted to OGG, I can download it. And then my Audacity script will run on the converted file just perfectly. Now, I found a couple of sites I like. And it's not to say that there's any shortage of converters out there, but two of the ones that I've used are Convertio, link in the show notes, and Online Audio Converter, again, link in the show notes. Now, they're both fast and easy, and I note that both have now added some simple video editing tools, which I'm going to check that out, too. You probably wouldn't use them for really serious work, you know, free online video editing. You know, you're going to want it to use it on very short clips, but the kinds of ones that I might take with my phone, you know, sometimes I'll do a 30-second or 40-second video, and like, you know, the last couple of seconds, something went wrong. You know, this might be a good way to just do a little cutting, clipping of the video. So for stuff like that, you know, or maybe taking two video clips and combining them, I think it'd probably work just fine. So anyway, a couple of tools and some ways to use them. So this is Ahuka for Hack Republic Radio, signing off and encouraging you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hack Republic Radio at hackrepublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.